Welcome to the Being Human podcast, where today we will be diving into the hidden meaning behind the human experiences within some very well-known texts. On today's podcast, we will explore and discuss human qualities and conditions within Favell Parrott's award-winning novel, Past the Shallows, and Danny DeVito's classic film, Matilda. Obviously, this is based on Roald Dahl's classic text. Past the Shallows and Matilda are both novels which explore the complex family relationships, hope and hopelessness, relationship between people and place, and the innocence of childhood versus the harsh reality of adulthood. We ask ourselves, what does it mean to be human? Do we understand humanity by feeling emotions or connections to a text? Or is humanity much more complex? Do our human experiences change who we are as a human? I'm your host, Cooper Fletcher, and these are the questions we seek to answer today. Text, human experiences, what does it all mean? I think the point is human experiences are both collective and individual because of our emotions and behaviours are both common and unique. These experiences suggest that while we each experience the world differently, we are each shaped by the factors within our shared society. Think about your emotions over this past week. I'm sure there were times when you felt optimistic, melancholic, or perhaps even concerned about our world. I think these are determined by human qualities too. Perhaps some people are just generally more hopeful. What I've learned from Past the Shallows and Matilda is that our life is marked by dichotomies of hope and hopelessness. Past the Shallows and Matilda both provide us as a reader with protagonists who experience these feelings of hope and hopelessness throughout the text as their lives are met with major setbacks, leaving them without hope. Yet either these people around them or their own unique human qualities allow for a sense of hope and faith in their survival. Initially, the imagery and zoomorphism of out past the shallows comes with dark water, black and cold and roaring, presents the idea of struggle and adversity, foreshadowing an absence of hope within the novel Past the Shallows. Yet through the strengths of brother bonds, a more optimistic viewpoint is highlighted. Miles uses a caring tone to explain, "It'll be okay, Harry. You'll be with me." This suggests that despite their hardships, perhaps paradoxically, the strength of their relationship is enough to bring hope. Matilda differs from Past the Shallows as the protagonist has a sense of hopelessness occurring more throughout the film. One scene is evident, and this is when the use of eye shot and non-diegetic sound helps us as an audience analyse what Matilda is doing. Matilda then tells Miss Honey that she wanted to get away from her family and wants to live with her. This presents the idea that Matilda is feeling hopeless as she is on her own and has nowhere to go, and her only way of hope is if Miss Honey takes good care of her and provides her with the needs of a normal daughter. Hope and hopelessness challenges our thoughts and opinions on if we have ever experienced a sense of hope and hopelessness ourselves throughout our life. When we think of it, innocent is a very childish trait. But this is because when we are young, our motivations are pure and our behaviours were filled with plenty of joy. As a 16-year-old myself, I've experienced a variety of motivations and behaviours which have shaped who I am today. But the face of reality can hit you quite hard, and the motivations you used to have fade away as you start to look into your future life. We all are innocent at a young age, but as we grow older, the reality of adulthood sets in and changes who we are as an individual. Past the Shallows and Matilda show us an innocence of childhood when our protagonists behave in a fearful and a concerned manner, although they are met with adulthood challenges and are forced to make big decisions that will affect their life. Initially, the emotive language of Harry sits on the floor and took a small, quiet bite of his chocolate frog. This presents the idea of innocence and childish traits that are present within the Past the Shallows novel. Yet his innocence is controlled and taken advantage of when his abusive father Stephen is infuriated with the issues that occurred with the boat's engine. The simile of when Dad had Harry by the shoulders and he shook him like a ragdoll suggests that despite Harry's courageous and brave acts, his innocence remains his main weakness, which he struggles to get past. Our other chosen text is Matilda, which utilises a close-up of the protagonist reading a book in the library to convey similar ideas. This presents the idea of innocence and is demonstrated as Matilda is trying her hardest to pursue a love for reading and learning. The innocence of reality of childhood occurs in everyday lifestyles and ignites new ideas on the real meaning behind innocence if the reality of adulthood steers us away from that innocence. We all love our family, but family can be inconsistent at the difficult times. These inconsistencies can lead to a major problem and heartbreak in the relationship. We've all had an argument with our families, And if you haven't, you're lying, because I know you've been told off for not doing chores. This, although, can affect you as an individual, and both protagonists discover that families are what we call anomalies. A complex family can be hard to deal with at a young age, and can also be concerning seeing your closest people separate you from your own family. The complexity of family relationships within the protagonist's lives deviates their lifestyle from a normal one. This is seen in past shows and Matilda. Harry's innocence is plagued by his violent and abusive father, while Matilda's innocence is utterly destroyed by the neglect she receives from her supposed carers. This shows that families are not always what they seem to be. That is, they are not always safe, happy, or supportive. Originally, the repetition of stuck working for dad, stuck being responsible for everything, presents the idea that the young protagonists are left with the duty of care and responsibility of the family, and also tying the complex family back together. These complex relationships are being held together by the older brother, Miles, who acts as the father figure that Harry has always wanted, and demonstrates this when he gives his jacket to Harry before they are forced onto the boat. This suggests that despite the complex family relationship with the father, the strong bond between the two brothers can guide each other through the tough times. Now in Matilda, they utilise a low angle shot of the father and the mother looking down on Matilda to present the idea that the protagonist is left to fight for her own safety. This suggests that the family dislikes the young girl, and she is seen as a disappointment because she is not what the parents wanted to be like. These diverse family relationships challenge our thoughts and opinions on the expectation a family should be like, and it's also led me to believe that my childhood and family may not be the expectation of what it's supposed to be. All of us have a safe place where we feel most comfortable and can forget about our problems going on in life. We all individually experience our safe places, and this safe place may be similar to other individuals, but it's what we experience there that differs us from the collective group with a similar safe place. Do you believe other individuals have the same relationship with a place that you also have? Having a relationship with a place can be relaxing and a sense of freedom from the real world. This place could possibly neglect all negative problems within their life and help them escape these problems. Matilda and Pastor Shallow's protagonists both live in a negative household that affects them severely, so they both develop a relationship with a place that gives them a sense of freedom from the negative issues. Initially, the imagery of destroyed and dirty house presents the idea that the father's house represents his emotions and behaviours throughout the novel Pastor Shallow's. Yet Harry discovers the house in which George lives, and his house is presented like a generic family home. George's house is symbolised as a family home, warm and comfortable with a fireplace to gather around. This suggests that Harry prefers George's house as he feels safe and comfortable. Matilda, on the other hand, uses the establishing shot to show the similarities in the parents' households and how it deviates Matilda from a normal lifestyle as she cannot participate in her regular activity. This presents the idea that the family house is not suitable for her lifestyle and she has to escape to a happy place that suits her specific lifestyle, and that is the library. The relationship between people and place ignite new ideas that every individual should have a place where they feel free from their problems and their normal lifestyle. And that is all we have time for today. I'd just like to thank you all for exploring the secrets with me and these two fantastic texts. In my own opinion, Pastor Shallows by Favell Parrott and Matilda directed by Danny DeVito demonstrates for us as an audience the meaning behind being human. I hope you all enjoyed. I do believe that these two texts and their protagonists are very relatable, which assists us in discovering the inconsistencies, human qualities, behaviours and experiences within the texts. Now don't forget to leave your thoughts and opinions in the comments below, and we'll see you next time. I'm your host, Cooper Fletcher, and this was the Being Human Podcast.